a reporter for Fox Sports and FS1. He is a writer for The Athletic. He is a New York Times bestselling author of The Quarterback, The QB, among other titles. And he's written a lot of really interesting things of late that I want to get into. We are joined by Bruce Feldman. Bruce, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Good to be on with you.
Good to have you, Bruce. Lots to talk about. I want to start first with your annual Freaks List, which is coming out on The Athletic this week, because it's now an annual tradition and it gets its own week. Take me back a little bit, Bruce. How did this list first start?
You know, it was going back just where in the offseason where you're looking for something to write, and you'd always hear from different schools, there was always some guy who had some amazing ability, either 44-inch vertical jump or some guy who looked like he was 50 pounds overweight, yet could be freakishly, could do backflips and do all this other stuff. And so I wanted to kind of find a way to spotlight some of these guys. A lot of them would be guys who would shine at the combine. Then there was other guys who would just their athleticism, or maybe their athletic background. I mean, I'll have a guy this week later in the week, who is from Germany, grew up a champion mogul skier. You know, some of the amazing things he can do. Well, Michigan just signed him a few months ago, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of player he ends up developing into. But, you know, you see guys with just this uncanny athleticism, and I was really trying to find a way to kind of write about it, and that became the perfect venue for it.
Bruce Feldman joining us. And then on top of that, Bruce, what's interesting to me is, aside from the notion itself, but they're showing up in lots of really interesting places. As an example, you've already unveiled numbers 50 through 41 on the list, and some of these guys are playing in places like East Carolina, Ball State, Buffalo, Western Michigan. So what does that tell you about some of the smaller programs that they're getting special athletes like this? Is it a one-off or is it a trend?
No, I think it's something where guys know back when we were growing up, Jim, there would be only, you know, a handful of teams would get to play on national TV. Now you can go anywhere and be seen. I mean, one of those guys that I wrote about today, you know, was a phenomenal volleyball player, had college scholarship offers for that in Division I. He vertical jumps 42 and a half inches. We have video of him doing that. He's a defensive back. He's kind of raw still as a player for Buffalo, but they have some really good, promising NFL talent there. And as, you know, NFL fans will know, they produced one of the best players in the NFL a few years ago, Khalil Mack, who was kind of a fall through the cracks recruit coming out of Florida. And he just blew up when he went to Buffalo. And there are guys like that all over the country. You know, later in the week, I'll have a couple of guys from Appalachian State who they could go play anywhere. And I think when you see some of these guys when they get to the combine, and certainly when they get to the NFL, certain guys develop at different times. And then, like I said, there's just a lot of guys who end up still falling through the cracks for one reason or another and end up at these places where they just kind of really blossom.
Bruce Feldman joining us. And then, Bruce, you've got a guy that everybody knows in Saquon Barkley, who was the number one guy on your list last year. Then he goes on to have the year that he had. And the workout videos, Bruce, that he's been posting as he preps for his first NFL season are ridiculous. What is it about him that made him so special?
I think it was, you know, obviously he's genetically blessed, but I think the biggest thing with him was the work ethic that he has. And, you know, we did some stuff with him at Fox Sports last year. And I remember, you know, I spent some time with him last spring. And we had this conversation about, you know, usually guys who are that gifted, you always think they're the best athlete in their area. So we were talking about the hardest thing he had to go through. And he goes, you know, when I'm like in eighth or ninth grade, I really struggle with my confidence as an athlete. I said, well, weren't you like and he comes from not a huge place in Pennsylvania. It's not like he comes from, you know, Miami, which is cranking out players, or Los Angeles. It's not like there's a ton of NFL players from like his area. There's some, but not a lot. And he goes, I wasn't the best player in, you know, on my team or even close. And the best player, it turned out, you know, who he said was like their Johnny Manziel at that point, was a kid who was just a regular student at Penn State. And what you had was, and this, when I, you know, talked to this kid for the story about Saquon, talked about going to the facility, their high school facility, one night in the summer and seeing Barkley pushing a truck up the hill near the stadium. This is back when he was, you know, whatever, 15, 16 years old, and that was the work ethic. And really, I mean, he has just seen what it's done for him, and that's what I think motivates him is, hey, I work this hard, I'm going to thrive. And he it did wonders for his confidence, and obviously he had an amazing career at Penn State, and I think he's going to have an amazing career with the Giants.
Bruce Feldman joining us for a few more moments. You know, when you talk about Penn State, Bruce, he and his classmates from Penn State blew everybody away at the NFL Combine, and the strength and conditioning has been a key part of the rebuilding that James Franklin has done at Penn State. I mean, he followed up a pair of 7-win seasons with back-to-back 11-win seasons. Bruce, it was not that long ago that Penn State appeared to be dead as a program, and now Franklin's pulling in amazing recruiting classes. How do you explain that, and how is he doing that?
Well, I think some of it is a track record. Now, as you mentioned, they went to a Rose Bowl. They also, as you said, you know, I did a story about this the other day for The Athletic, where they have had a track record of guys coming through there. It wasn't just Barkley who lit up the combine. There was like four other guys who tested almost off the charts. But the story I did last week, I talked to some of the parents of some of these 4- and 5-star kids who are now going to Penn State, and they said it really all comes back to James Franklin. And they said his accessibility as a head coach, they said you go visit other schools and the head coach, you have to schedule time with them. Maybe you'll see them once or twice over the weekend. James Franklin is around all the time. And they said, you know, we know our kids probably could be good football players and do well at other places. But when it comes to developing and finishing the product, one of the parents had shot this video of Franklin giving a speech, and you saw James Franklin getting emotional on the speech he gave to these families about why it's personal and not just business to him to help raise their sons. And that message has really resonated with a lot of families, and that's why, you know, they're getting blue chip kids like they haven't in a really, really long time in state college.
Bruce Feldman, my guest. Bruce, you did an amazing piece, I thought, also on sign stealing that we will have to talk about another time, but it's really, really interesting. He's a reporter for Fox Sports and FS1, a writer for The Athletic, and a New York Times bestselling author. Bruce, great to have you back. Thanks so much for doing that.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jim.
Talk to you soon, Bruce. Wish we had more time for that. It was really interesting, the article on sign stealing in college football. And that's his list, the annual freaks list.